Best thing to wear for the day, you understand?
Yeah.
Because I don't like women in skirts, and the best thing is to wear pantyhose or some pants under a short skirt, I think. Then you have the pants under the skirt, and then you can pull the stockings up over the pants underneath the skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always take off the skirt and use it as a cape. So I think this is the best costume for the day.
Okay.
I have to think these things up, you know.
I haven't got any warts.
That isn't the point, Mother Dog. Chin, Marge.
I haven't worn a girdle since I was 12 years old. Here you
Mother
are.
Mother has certain ideas about
Yes. Certainly have certain
about
ideas
clothes.
About living a long time. Well, I got ideas about. Very hard to live now. I mean, it's very difficult.
I'm leaving this place very soon. And all the stuff that goes in.
I never had any spit personality. I have a hell of a temper. It's southern.
Girdle.
Well, I hope I'm going to get naked in just a minute, so you better watch out.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, but what? Now what? I haven't got any warts on me.
But the movie.
I haven't got any warts on me.
That's the point, Mother Doll.
In just a minute, so you better watch out.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, for what? Now why? I haven't got any warts on me.
But the movie,
I haven't got any
warts. This is the best thing that we're doing. You understand?
Yeah.
Because I don't like women in skirts, and the best thing is to wear pantyhose or some pants under a short skirt. I think. Then you have the pants under the skirt, and then you can pull the stockings up over the pants underneath the skirt. And you can always take off the skirt and use it as a cape. So I think this is the best costume for the day.
You're welcome.
I have to think these things up, you know.
Mother Dog.
I never had any split personality. I have a hell of a temper. It's southern. Stockings up over the pants underneath the skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always take off the skirt and use it as a cape. So I think this is the best costume for the day.
Okay.
I have to think these things up, you know.
overlooked and forgotten. Pride, girdle. Anyone, nobody takes that into account. They think you don't have it, girdle.
Cause an erection, and this is normal. A food bladder early in the morning.
Your face is so ugly. Look at that. Woman's supposed to be pretty. You haven't seen such an ugly face. Oh, God.
Wrong Cheryl again. Why do I hear myself?
Wrong Cheryl again.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Wrong Cheryl prolapsed.
Can you call me back in about 10 minutes? I'm just gonna eat my dinner. Is that okay?
10 minutes. Listen, honey, I gotta leave
and eat.
Why can't you eat and talk at the same time like me and Wand do? Just do it, okay? I'll get Andy on the phone too. You can. Cheryl.
Then I can just listen. Sure.
You know what? First, yes. I'll play the Hagatha clip since we haven't heard that, and you can listen to that.
Oh, that is real good.
Okay, lesbian.
8 year old. 8 year old.
Stop. Don't give hints.
Okay.
It's not nice to give hints about pedophiles. Pedophile? Pedophile?
What is she? Did she eat you out?
God, no. We were outside by the church. God, weirdos. Okay, I'm gonna play that clip in just a sec, cunt. This is Hagatha at the church the other day, lesbians and gentlemen. Let's turn down the pinkest of the Floyd. I can't see no chat room, so sorry. Okay, go ahead and tell your story into this. Now, okay, Loyola, what were you talking about? This drink.
Okay, where is the microphone?
Yeah,
this
shut
is
up.
The microphone. That's the microphone? Oh, okay. I'll just hold it.
Okay, it's on the simulcast.
So anyway, I have to go to my shrink appointment. It's once a month for medication management. I'm headed down to my appointment, which I hate having to go out and do anything.
Let me hear it.
No, it's not. It might be. Might become. Anyway, I'm going down to my shrink appointment, and I realize that one of my favorite...
Now I have to start it over. Cheryl, you're ruining my life. I can't play it out on this. Yo, you want me to play it on the speaker? Okay, but you have to promise to shut up.
Fine.
So shut up. Here we go. Now, okay, Loyola, what were you talking about?
Can you hear it? Okay, where is the microphone?
This is the microphone.
That's the microphone?
Don't touch it,
though. Oh, okay. Just I'll just hold it.
Okay, talk.
So anyway, I have to go to my shrink appointment. It's once a month for medication management. I'm headed down to my appointment, which I hate having to go out and do anything.
Is that
no, it's not. It might be. might become. Anyway, I'm going down to my shrink appointment, and I realize that one of my favorite haunts, one of my favorite little sexual places,
literally a haunt,
literally, was open for the summer. I had not been there since last September when it was really cold, but it was still open. What it is, all along the lakefront of Chicago, they have outdoor toilets. And there's an open door. I'm about to get there. It's the one at the end of Diversey by the lake. There is a golfing range there with all the super hot 20 and 30 year old Lincoln.
Is it the clock tower?
No.
What's the Diversey?
It's at the end of Diversey. There's a parking lot. There's an outdoor cafe, and there's a driving range where the hot guys go and they knock balls off into the air and they all enjoy it. There's an outdoor toilet there that is a two seater. It's got two stalls with a glory hole in between. I couldn't believe it when I went there last fall. On the east side of Lakeshore. And it is a nice big hole. It's a little asymmetric, but it's fine.
Yeah.
And it was there last fall, so I'm like, oh my God, I bet they've covered it up. Turns out they did cover it up. You could tell they put a board there and then painted it, and some queen had ripped the board off. So I got there, and sure enough, there's some Mary was over on the other side, and I sucked his dick for a little while, and then he sucked my dick for a little while, and then I got bored with him. And since it's only two seasons, you have to basically get rid of the other person if you want to have any more fun.
Right.
So I forgot how I did it. I drove him out just by coughing and making a lot of noise, and then I had it all to myself. Well, what's cool about that place is there is a urinal. One urinal. They don't have any other choice but to go to that one urinal, and it's right next to the stall, and there's a peephole, and you can see the cute guys come in, and it's far enough away that you can see their whole body, their face, their penis.
Yeah.
And what I like to do is I like to get a styrofoam cup and push it down in the hole. It fits perfectly,
right.
And it's above, you know, where the water goes, so you don't get any of the toilet water, and there's just an empty cup sitting there.
Yeah.
And what happens, most of the guys, they come in, they see it, you hear them go, ugh. They know what it's there for, and they pick it up, and they throw it on the ground, and they urinate. Well, I had had a lot of fun there just with the glory hole being there. I sucked a nice big dick till he came. An 8-year-old came in and pooped. I got to see his butt. I wasn't real lecherous. I just kind of peeked a little bit, you know. Anyway, I thought, well, it's been 3 hours. I'm ready to come. I want to get the fuck out of here. I had a ring around my ass. I had spider bites all up and down my legs because the spiders, they bite you and you sit there. So anyway, I get my cup and I put it in, and in comes this gorgeous 6'2", 24, 25-year-old. Looks like he's probably, you know, just started law school or is, you know, beautiful, preppy guy with his golf shorts and everything. And I see him peeing, and I'm like, oh, God, please let it be in the cup. Please let it be in the cup. Please let it be in the cup. He leaves. I go out, and he filled the thing to the top. To the top. And this is a 20-ounce coffee cup. Well, I know the listeners will think that I just grabbed it and just gulped it all down. But no, I didn't. I drank some of it and I jacked off.
How much?
Because, I don't know, probably about 3 mouthfuls.
Oh, God.
But it was warm. Ugh. It had just been in his body, in his bladder.
Why would somebody see that cup and pee? Because I would never think to do that.
He was a good Samaritan. He was a good Samaritan, you know?
Yeah.
He knew what it was there for. He knew. And he's like, you know what? I'll throw this guy a bone, literally. Well, not a bone, but I'll throw this guy some piss. And it was great. It was a wonderful orgasm. Sometimes I get to pee and I finger my ass with it.
Are you lying at all?
No.
I swear to God.
I put two fingers down in a pee and then you finger your ass with it.
All right, we're done. Thank you very much.
Hagafo.
What is going on with this? Hold on a sec.
Hold on.
So anyway, Cheryl, have you ever fingered yourself with urine like Hagafo?
I have a preliminary question about the first.
I can try to get the thing on the phone if you won't.
Well, I mean, whatever. I mean, okay.
I told her we might be calling.
She assumes that all of these people understand that there's a styrofoam cup there and why there's a styrofoam cup. why would anybody ever think, oh,
I don't know. I thought that was weird too.
Pedophile queen waiting in the stool to drink my urine and jack off their penis. Why would anybody ever think that?
Idiocy. The far side of idiocy. I'm calling Agatha now. Hopefully she'll answer. I had such a big day, Cheryl, with the chocolate bars. Oh, my God.
Coco.
Answer, you stupid fucking skank. She's probably in the toilet drinking piss.
Oh, you call me with please leave your name and number. I'll get right back to you. Have a great day.
I'm sure she will.
To page this person, press 5 now.
I don't want to page that thing.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Listen, this is Madge Weinstein. You won't recognize the number. If you get home, we're doing a live program. Call me on my cellular phone and I'll call you back on this again. We played your disgusting clip and we want to talk to you about what masturbating with horse urine. Did you have anything to add, Cheryl?
Please call us back. It's very important. I'd let you eat the poop out of my ass in AT.
You know she likes that a lot. I can't hang up on the thing, though. I don't know how to hang it up. I think it's broke, Rilch.
Moon
River. I don't know how to hang it up. It's not hanging up. How do I hang it up? Hold on. Call, block, remove. God damn it, I hate when this happens, chair. Rilch, Rill. Oh, damn it to hell. Well, I guess I got this. But then she's not going to hear the message if we just keep talking. Hold on. What?
If you are satisfied with your message.
Oh, good girl.
You've pressed an incorrect key.
You are
if
dumb.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press to send your message with normal delivery.
Oh, urgent.
Press
urgent.
1.
Urgent.
To send your message with urgent delivery,
yeah. Urgent.
Press 2.
Urgent.
Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Now, good. It hung up. You're so smart, Cheryl.
I know.
I understand you've had a degree in prolapse. Now I understand why. So anyway, what did you want to talk about? Oh, my God.
Well, that was the first thing. That's the most important thing that you're playing that clip. Now, the 8-year-old, what's up with that?
He said he... I don't even want to touch that.
Oh, God. Well, I just thought that was interesting.
It's very you. Very much like you.
Now, Nate, did you watch Dumplings?
I loved Dumplings. I watched it twice. What a great movie. My friend who recommended it to us said, wasn't that creepy? I said, no, not at all.
No.
I said, I have no moral compass. It was a delightful movie. I only wish she ate more abortions.
You know what?
What?
One of my relatives, he lives in New York, and I, you know, had the chance to see him last weekend, and I said, honey, I've seen this movie called Dumplings. It's hilarious.
You're talking about Allie, my vagina?
No. A relative named Allie ain't related to me. Now listen.
Okay.
So he said, I've seen that. I saw it in the theater. My girlfriend and I, on our first date, went to see that movie.
Wow. Do they have
and
kids?
And I said, wow, you must be meant for each other.
Did they have children's?
No, Nancy.
Did they abort them? Did they abort
no
them?
Comic. No comic.
One moment. What are you eating, whore?
Macaroni and cheese.
You're like a little girly.
I know.
Hello?
Schrock Bella Mortenstein. This is Madge Weinstein and Cheryl Murkowski on the line. I mean, how are you?
Okay. Well, I'm eating.
Well,
can I give you a call back in a few minutes?
Cheryl is eating too.
Well, it's kind of hard to hold a hamburger.
Well, you seem to be doing an okay job of it now.
Actually, it's not in my hands.
Where is it in your? Where?
It's in my chinette.
Your vaginas?
Like, my china, like...
Why can't you hold the plate up against your face and eat while you hold the hand with the other? Why do you need two hands to eat? Why do you need... Some people don't have two hands. You should be grateful. Right, Cheryl?
Because I don't want to make a mess.
Really?
We want you back, Nate. We want you to be healthy and eat a burger.
Okay. All right. Ooh. I'll talk to y'all later.
Oh,
bye-bye.
GF.
We want her to be healthy and eat a burger.
Mm-hmm. Was it a Goiter burger, do you think?
Goiter.
Goiter burger? Now, what's this with you eating out goiters as a new thing? Why is that the new thing for you with the goiters? The sound effects in dumplings were amazing. Amazing.
They were very vibrant.
I love abortions, Cheryl. There need to be more of them in this country.
Me too. Come on. Now, Nancy. I got a very interesting phone call today.
What's that?
It said New Jersey phone number, and I'm thinking, is it Lady Raptastic? She's the only fat black woman I know in New Jersey.
Well, how did you know she was fat and black? Just from the fact that she called from New Jersey?
Well, there's somebody from New Jersey. I don't know.
I'm from New Jersey once. I was there.
Really?
They have funerals and diners in New Jersey. That's all.
Really?
And Bicycle Mark is from New Jersey. He's from there.
Mm-hmm.
He is from New Jersey.
Now, I'll go up this phone queue.
Yeah.
And I pick up the phone and they said, hello, is Jeriel Murkowski there? And I said, this is whore. And she said, excuse me. And I said, this is whore.
Yeah.
And she said, no client. Well, this my name is so-and-so. I think it was Heather or something.
Heather.
And I'm calling. I'm the person in charge of my case manager, some shit for your insurance company. And I said, okay. And she said, I just wanted to call and see how you're doing. And I'm like, I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
She said, since your diagnosis of the cancer, are you finished with treatment? And I said, yes, but you know, I've got the follow-up visit and all that. And she said, okay, and, you know, I just want to call and see how you're doing. And it was clear that she, number one, didn't know very much about me. Number two, didn't give a shit about me.
Was she a
and
doctor?
And number three was a whore. No, some random whore. And I said, okay, how can I help you, Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I was wondering if maybe you could pull up this release form.
What?
So that we can get a copy of your medical record. And I said,
who are they?
I said, I don't think so, Nate. She said, well, you know, it would be very helpful, you know, to get a copy of it so that, you know, I can help, you know, to oversee.
Yeah, we're your friend, like, dear insurance company. Was this your insurance company?
She works for them. And I said, listen, if the insurance company needs something, I'm sure that they can get it. You know, if it needs help them to process the claims or whatever. Why do you need it from me? I don't feel comfortable with that.
Go ahead.
I said, well, you know, I mean, if you want to send me something in the mail, a letter or something or other, that's fine. She said, well, you know, it'd be a lot faster if I'm, you know, you would just, sign a release and then we can get a copy of it. And I said, right. I don't think so, Nate. Basically, she said she'd send me something, but it was very strange. I don't know.
Well, it's because they don't have the rights to look at your diagnostic information, a lot of the stuff they used to have the rights to look at it in order to screw you on your claims. So now they have to ask you permission, and you're an idiot if you say yes.
But why? I don't understand. I thought they have access to all that anyway.
They don't.
Oh. Hell fucking no. I'm so glad I am smart enough to know and say, right. Why would someone do that? I mean, they can call my doctor if they got a question.
I don't know, Cheryl, but I'm more concerned about Agatha drinking urine.
Sure.
Find it a little disturbing.
I donate urinal saline.
Yeah, huh? You like urine, honey?
I like when it's called, Mikey Ford likes to make me urine with them stones in it. It's very crunchy.
Like abortion crunchy, or?
Like, well.
Or a soft shell crab. Do you think soft shell
crab? More like, you know, when you eat a raspberry and it gets stuck in your tooth. Kind of like that.
Well, I have more than one.
Same color.
Yeah. I went to the dentist the other day and she told me, I told her I can't afford to clean Trotsky's teeth. She showed me how to do it with my fingernails. No, it's great. It works. So I'm knocking off the plaque off of his teeth with my fingernails because when he was in Florida, the person taking care of him didn't brush his teeth like she was supposed to. So I had to do it. Like, so now it's all caked, stinky breath. It works. So I scraped off this chunk.
The fact that you don't wash your nails, they must be beautiful.
Wash my nails?
Honey, I know how dirty you are. Listen. But a Japanese lady I know drinks her first morning urine. Really?
Oh, she's an idiot.
Really?
There's a reason you piss it out and not in. That's just stupid. I'm sorry. You got to be an idiot to drink your own piss. But to drink somebody else's, well, that's just dandy. Right, Cheryl?
Well, it's more hock.
How much longer do you think Schrockbella Mortenstein is going to be eating?
Well, is he in the check room?
No, she ain't there. She's eating. She needs two hands.
Tell Connie.
She needs two hands to eat, honey. Two
Raffle.
Hands. You know, I just got my laptop back again. Do you know I dropped it the other day?
Did you break it?
It totally died again. But fortunately, it was in the backpack, which it shouldn't have broken. It was in a protective, bouncy backpack. It should not have broken. But it did, of course, because it's shitty. And they fixed it. And I just got it back again. But
wait,
so it. Yes.
You dropped it and it was covered by the Apple dessert care.
Well, I didn't tell them I dropped it yet, idiot. I dropped it. I'm a moron.
I didn't.
I didn't. And you know what? So I was just at this place, you know, that I sort of been alluding to. I was just there at that place, you know, where they make chocolate. Okay.
Oh, you mean the public toilet?
No.
You mean Coco
Laco? Mm-hmm.
Fine.
And some people came in and they was getting ready to do some of that, make some chocolate. I had to leave because they said they was going to jizz all over the desk where I was sitting. Isn't that gross?
You mean the blacks came in to make the prime? Right.
Chocolate.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now, you've been working on making a chocolate bar, the same one, for a while.
No, it's finished. I was doing
different... You're working on a different one?
Yes, that's what I was trying to tell you. Don't you read your text messages?
I did, but I didn't make much
sense. Yeah, it's a good thing, Cheryl. It's a good thing. Please don't talk about gloves tonight. Mittens are more my subject.
Hold on.
But I don't know. I think I might have to quit Eat This Hot Show for this summer. I'm getting kind of sick of it. Please don't talk about love tonight. I mean, it's hard to do one show a week, let alone two. Please don't talk about love tonight. I love the nightlife, a life to boogie in the disco hang. What?
When you don't do a grum, ain't nothing for any of us to listen to. I mean, I could do a program, but that ain't the point.
Well, you've got wind of wisdom. And you've got Auntie Vera Charles, and I believe you have Schrockbella Mortenstein's sissyfry.com. Certainly have the Twinkle Boy. Occasionally you get the Mikey Pivot. And your mother with stink hair in BC. Oh, and Ninja, of course. Ninja.
Let's just say that...
Please don't talk about lipes tonight. I got a boogie. I got the disco and hi, hey, yeah. What?
Did you have a therapist appointment the other day?
I did yesterday. I went to said appointment. Or was it the day before?
How come every time you go to that appointment, an old whore calls me?
Mrs. Bottingheimer called you from the dutier. And you know what? She took the hugest dump because I saw it afterwards. She showed it to me. It was huge. We're talking like this. Can you see the simulcast? It was a huge piece of duty, Cheryl. It was this big. Huge piece of duty.
What's it, sex?
Bigger than these cocks I saw today.
Excuse me.
Bigger than the cocks I saw today. What?
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Hello, please don't use the racist terms. God, Cheryl, you're so mean.
An N-word.
Don't you have a moral compass? Oh, I did another retard track. Shit, I was going to get this ready to play. And now I forgot. I was going to play something from...
It's editing that fucking Ronnie. Video or else I'll kill you.
What hurts? What? No. Fuck you, video. What are you talking about?
Release the video.
It's not ready yet.
Release
this is the lady video. That says, la-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-da.
No.
So this morning I went all the way to Albuquerque, New Mexico. I played with my clitoris with all the lesbians. No, actually I was so tired. I woke up at 6:30. I went to the lake with Trotsky and I laid on the concrete in front of Lake Michigan. It was so beautiful. I just slept with my hoodie over my face and Trotsky was licking me because he thought I was finna die. I watched fishermen catch perch, Cheryl Prolips. I did. All right, let's see if I can find this thing. How down, Gressy? Now we're going to hear yourself talk, so shut up a little. Just a little. Can you hear yourself, Shrunkages? Okay, hold on. Let's see if I can find this. Needs. Needs chips. Here.
Yeah.
Okay.
La-di-da.
Oops. Oh, I'm cut off. Okay.
La-di-da. I told that.
Wait.
La-di-da.
Oh, I'm cut off.
Yeah.
Okay.
La-di-da.
Oh, I'm cut off. La-di-da. La-di-da.
La-di-da. I told that.
Yeah, that's pretty. So that's what is that, a baby?
Baby doll.
And what do the colors represent?
Color will do any kind of color.
Very pretty. You always like to paint people?
La-di-da.
Sometimes, not all the time.
So what's the other one?
The other one is different. See, the other one is very different. I was going to finish that, but I didn't get around to it.
How did you make these little patches?
Oh, I made them. I just made them. I glue them.
Is it okay now?
Yeah.
Start the lips.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever do that?
No, I never have, but it's very creative. Do you have names for your paintings?
Well, they're baby dolls.
Baby dolls.
And we call them baby dolls.
So how long have you been part
Start
of
the
I've been out your life. Okay. You show me how.
For a long time?
Yeah.
It makes you happy?
Yeah.
What would you do without it?
If I do without it, I didn't have to come here.
Granny.
You wouldn't be as happy without it.
Particularly.
Well, thank you very much for talking.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on, let me find another one.
La-di-da.
I don't know what they are.
girls.
Very colorful ocean.
Yeah. Got a tail on it. Like a mermaid. Like a mermaid. It's like this. Got a tail on it. 2 years.
And how has it changed your life? Has it made it better?
Fandy's calling. Hold on.
La-di-da.
Hold on, Fandy. I mean, Shrocky. Haldun.
You're done?
Haldun.
Oh.
It won't work. Haldun. Haldun. This.
Start.
Oh, it's not. Andy, I'll call you right back. Hello?
Yep.
I have to call Shrek Belita. I'm right back.
Excuse me?
I have to call
Shrek Bella right back.
Schwarzlips.
Please don't say Schwarzlips on my program.
Hello?
Hi, Shrek Bella. Are you still eating or what?
No, I done finished my burger.
Was it a deer burger?
Huh?
Was it a garden burger?
No. Uh-uh.
What did you deer. Eat?
Excuse me?
What did you eat?
A burger.
What kind of burger? What did you have on it? How much did it weigh? Was it a quarter pounder, half pound, 2 pounds?
Mayonnaise, mustard.
Mayonnaise.
Tomato, onion.
How much mayonnaise?
The beef patty.
How much mayonnaise?
Cheese,
well, I'm still
onion.
On the mayonnaise. Will you slow down?
Okay.
How much mayonnaise?
A teaspoon.
Okay, lie. How much cheese?
2 slices.
And how much meat before cooking?
How thick were the slices in inches?
Were they American cheese slices pre-sliced, Shrock Bella Mortenstein?
They were Kraft singles.
Okay. Ugh. And so how much beef would you say?
About an inch patty, I guess.
A what?
About a 3-inch patty. I don't know.
3-inch? That's like a small penis.
No, it wasn't that big.
How would you know?
And
what did you have as a side dish?
Nothing.
Besides the dish. You didn't have no coleslaw mayonnaise? I mean, coleslaw,
no.
Potato salad, french fries, not even a
nope.
pickle, trocature.
Tater chips.
Tater chips, good question.
Nope.
Did you eat yourself out?
Yep.
You must have eaten something else, Nature. This burger must have been enormous in order for you to be fooled.
It was 3 inches high, Cheryl. It was a huge burger. Oh. He couldn't hold it with one hand. Mortenstein.
That's glorious. I bet the bun was soggy, too.
Was it a soggy,
actually,
greasy boon?
No.
It was not a soggy boon?
No.
Did you put butter on it, Nancy?
No.
Did you put butter on it? She wants to know.
Why would I put butter on a burger? That's great.
They do at the Panderosa. Where is it, that place where they actually do put butter on the buns?
Culver's.
Who?
Yeah.
Culver's.
I ain't never been to no Culver's.
Well,
Cheryl, please don't talk about your love tonight. Your sweet token gonna get fucked twice, and you know it. Act shown. I love the nightlife. Ooh, get fucked 2 times. Boo, boo, boo. Oh, I love the night lipes. I like to boogie.
Still wondering.
And I got words.
How Tom Hagatha thinks that people apparently understand. Why? And there's a styrofoam cup in the urinal, and and all that. And if she was trying to alert the person in the next stool that she has the AIDS by coughing and all that.
So, Cheryl, you want to know why somebody would not only drink another person's urine, but let's say you urinate in a male urinal with your lady J, and
that's
then
a toast, okay.
Right. Let's say you urinate in your male urinal, and you see a styrofoam cup there. Your issue, Cheryl, as is mine, is why would one assume that somebody is going to drink that piss that you might mm-hmm. pee into the cup? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and also get off sexually on it, not just drink it. Now, I understand that when I'm peeing, I usually have to pinch my lips together. Otherwise, it's crazy. All over the bathroom. I mean, there's something wrong with my restroom. That happens. And
you've got a lot wrong with your lady businesses. You've got a whole lady corporation down there.
So the fact that I have to pinch my lips together in order to produce a strong stream of urine means that the urine comes into contact with my lips, which are full of sore pustules and
girdle
hairs.
Yes.
Girdle.
I'm playing some girdles while you talk. Hope you don't mind.
Girdle.
Girdle.
And the nightlife. I like the nightlights. I like to boogie when the disco is on. Hey.
Listen.
Yes?
Honey.
What name?
So what my point was, that the urine has diseases in it from
that else. Oh, no, but I know this Japanese woman that drinks her own piss in the morning right before she gets bukkake'd on. Christ.
Well, but if you've already got those diseases, you ain't going to get them again from yourself now. Somebody else bought Tagatha must have thousands of diseases, that's my point.
Thousands, HPV included.
She's got worms.
You know, now if you're a gay, you can get inoculated for the HPV if you want.
Why?
So you can have unprotected sex.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl, have you ever had oral gonorrhea?
No comic.
That's what these porn... I just remembered, that's what the porno people were talking about. I was trying to do my work today.
They were talking about you.
I was editing. I had to edit hundreds and hundreds of pictures of penises. Mostly.
I thought you worked at the chocolate factory.
Yeah, fucking chocolate. Right. That's what I meant. Chocolate. And then these,
these people.
I just don't know how to talk about this. And then I'm talking about. And then these people were talking about the how one of them got the oral gonorrhea or something. And they didn't understand how they could get the oral gonorrhea. Huh?
Was it from a massage?
From a throat massage? Possibly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The end of story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love the night lights. I like to boogie and get fucked twice.
Manch.
What, Nades?
You're very silly.
Mm-hmm. I love the night lights. Andy, what have you got to add to the conversation?
What would you like to talk about? I'm making a milkshake in a little while.
Oh, I've been drinking a lot of chocolate milkshakes lately. They're so delicious. Do you put malt in them? I love chocolate malted more than I like chocolate milkshakes. But either way, it has to have whipped cream. Am I right, Schrock Bella Mortenstein?
Well, we don't have malt and we don't have any whipped cream or Cool Whip.
Can't you use your jism?
Well,
or
perhaps.
Go put it in. Perhaps. Do you? Is there a public restroom near your house?
No.
Because you could put a cup there. Maybe somebody would accidentally jizz it.
You could put a cup in your bathroom and have your daddy poop and pee in it. To get off, and you can stick your fingers in it, and you can finger blast.
I would ship it to you, sweetie. I would ship it to you and let you have all sorts of fun with it.
Well, what if I rub
all
in
it and just lick it and touch it. Oh,
that
would
woo.
Be really good.
Shrek Bella, did you hear the clip of Hagatha talking about the urine that Cheryl is referencing?
Not that I'm aware of.
So you did.
You would remember.
You didn't hear it?
Was it on the last show?
No, I haven't played it on the show. I thought maybe Cheryl would have sent it to you.
That bitch don't send me a goddamn thing anymore.
Good, I'm glad. Well, I played it at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Action. Live it. Action. I'll let me
give
it. Trotsky's
tea?
What?
Do you drink Trotsky's tea?
No, because he won't pee in a cup.
Well, if he pees on the floor, then you can use one of those,
Changhua
or whatever it's called.
Changhua?
Into a glass.
Your face is so ugly.
Or a diaper and just wring it out.
Diapy. Cheryl, you got any good poopy panning stories? Panty pooping?
Honey, I always got pooping panty stories.
Well, tell us one.
Well,
tell us one, honey. Let's see here. Tell us a pooping panty story.
Excellent.
No, I didn't come out to disco. When I came out, Ninja was asking me if I came out to disco music, but it was before disco music that I came out in the late 60s. What, Cheryl? Talk about your duty.
Did you see that one turd retweeted her turquoise panty?
What for?
So that everyone could see.
Why?
I just thought that was interesting. I don't know.
Is it mental illness, Cheryl?
No, this is really not. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Turquoise. Now, about a week ago, I think it was the day after I did the program with you, which seems like years ago. Years ago.
Either way is the correct pronunciation. I understand it. So does Shrock Bella, right, Shrockatra?
Excuse me?
You understand.
Yars
you
ago.
Understand. This is the best thing to wear for the day.
Yes, Mother Darling. Yes, Mother Darling.
You understand. Go ahead, Cheryl.
I have to think these things up, too.
I had to make sure. You know what I saw for the first time? I'm so embarrassed. I finally saw Sordid Lives for the first time.
Which did you watch, the movie or the shows?
The movie.
Do you like it?
Oh, my God. I was in absolute hysterics. I watched it with a group of queens. And, you know, they were just like, during the scene where the psychiatrist was saying, fuck me. I was laughing in absolute hysterics. So was John P. And nobody else in the audience was laughing at all. We were absolutely in hysterics. It was the funniest goddamn thing.
I can watch that movie over and over and never get tired of it.
Have you seen it, Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay.
Now you need to download some of the shows.
Okay, I'll get right in the notes. I'll get right on it. Shrapacha. Why was my volume low? Oh, no.
Did you have a blowout, honey?
What?
Well, I was going to tell you a story, but you decided that, you know, you were too busy.
Oh, no, I want to hear the story. I just thought about that movie. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you something. I have to tell you something first. Mm-hmm. I have not been having blowouts because I got some lactate.
Have a lactate, Mrs.
No.
What's your last? Mortenstein.
How's your hemorrhoids? Did they reach the toilet water yet?
Cheryl, I told you about the time that my vagina got a turd in it, didn't I? Wasn't that on your... Maybe it was Mrs. Bottingheimer. I shat a turd that was so high that it got lodged in between my asshole and the base of the toilet, so it just sort of stood straight up between my asshole and the toilet. It wouldn't come out all the way. It was that long of a turd. Do you understand? You understand. So the turd was lodged between my asshole and the toilet, the base of the toilet. It was standing on edge. It was kind of like if you take a toothpick in between two fingers, it's stuck there, or an egg. right? So I sat up a little. I raised my bodice, or raised myself up a little to let the turd slide down, and I did. And then I slobbered a little. You know, I sat back down. Well, the turd had just tipped, Cheryl. It didn't actually fall all the way down, and it went into my vagina.
Did it make a splash?
No, it was just like a leaning tower of tootie. It just went like a little. It went a little bit, and went a little bit out of my duty hole. And I thought it had enough time to fall completely into the toilet, but it just moved a little bit. So stuck. I think I ate licorice, so it got stuck to the toilet and went up my vagina. Yeah.
Have you had the Droid blueberries from
The Trader Joe's? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, honey, they have a lot of fiber in them. Basically, when you poop them out, it's like it wasn't digested at all. It's delicious.
Well, you know what I like to eat?
I bet she loves those.
You know what I like to eat? She doesn't eat. She just drinks pee. You know what I like?
She eats poop, and then the poop would come out just like the blueberry, and she could eat it again.
Have you tried these new Twizzlers, the different colored Twizzlers?
I hate that crap.
What about you, Schrock Bella Mortenstein?
I hate licorice.
You too. Sure. Well, they have this new, it's not licorice because it's really licorice. But they call it Twizzlers, and it doesn't taste like the red Twizzler. It doesn't taste like the black Twizzler. It tastes like soap. But they're pretty colors, and they go duty out of you in different colors, too. It's like gay duty. So what I was going to do, for my colostomy bag, I was going to eat some of those, and then I would have a rainbow colostomy duty come out into my see-through bag.
And then you'd take out your pocket knife, and you'd open your bag and splash all of it around.
Yeah, gay pride. Woo, gay pride.
You see, that's what's so often forgotten,
Cheryl.
Pride.
Just one small bag of blueberries. It has 7 grams of fiber per serving. There are 5 servings.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate 3 of those bags, Tommy.
Is this a math class, Nades? Christ.
So it's 4 times 7. Oh, God, I'm a queen.
73. God, I'm going to know math. I'm a lesbian, not a food allergist. I mean, I'm both. Nothing.
So, after I ate that, my stomach was making that sound like it did that other time, the blue volume. You know that?
Koyoyoyoy, that one.
And I was wearing my granny panties.
No, you weren't.
So they weren't as tight.
Never.
But I'd
also
eaten about 13 beets. Oh. Well, I was eating beets and blueberries.
But I went to you about three hours later and looked like I was peeing blood.
I loved it. In the morning, I felt like I was going to shit my panty. The turtle head was not only poking out, but some baby turtle heads had been decapitated and fell into my panty. That makes sense.
So there was a hard panty Christmas.
Well, I ended up just laying there in bed. I was tired. Laying there in bed and letting all of those blueberries come out. And they were bleeding through my panty with the beets.
Cheryl, do each of the blueberries make its own little piece of duty then?
Yes. That means basically like I was pooping on a pile of blueberries. Uh-huh.
How many blueberries did you eat?
3 of those bags from the Trader Joe's.
And how many would you say is in each bag?
Probably 150, 200.
So you would say about, you dutied anywhere from 150 to 300 actual pieces of duties in your panty?
Well, of course, like when you eat corn, it comes out in your full pieces.
But not in separate pieces. It comes out in little lumpies in the big piece of duty. At least it does for me. What about you, Schrock Bella?
Hello? I'm sorry, what?
You're not listening to our talking. It's very rude. I was asking if when you make a duty, Do you, and you eat corn, if you eat corn and then you duty, do you shit out each piece of corn separately in an individually wrapped piece of duty, or do you shit it out in a giant lump with corn mixed in?
It's usually a log with corn mixed in.
But if you only eat corn, then there will be no log. It will only be the corn.
Well, usually it's like a watery... It's like a waterfall, and then the individual corn.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Sorry.
And the same thing happens with peas.
With your pea?
With peas.
What about when you eat the whole...
You eat, you know, one of those industrial cans of corn with peas in it.
But what about... Shrock Bella, what about when you eat the whole corn, the whole ear of corn at once? The whole ear. What happens then with the whole ear of corn in your, when you eat it all at once?
It's like shooting pellets.
Okay. But what happens to the ear? What happens to the ear?
I wrap it in a saran wrap and save it for bedtime.
For your duty hole?
Uh-huh.
Is that how you get off?
Yeah.
Me too.
It kind of scratches the hemorrhoids.
Just bleed.
It feels really good.
Have you had any bleeding lately, honey?
No, actually, I haven't.
Is it all, did you not know you were lactose intolerant, or you just couldn't afford the pills?
I just couldn't afford the pills.
Did somebody mail you some Amazon.com lactate, or what? How did you suddenly...
No.
Did you come into money? Did you father die? I suppose that's not very funny. Oops.
You laughed.
No comment.
How'd you get the peels?
How'd you get the peels?
I had better not say in case...
Do you love the nightlife, honey? Do you love the nightlife?
Yes, I do. What? I most definitely do.
How'd you get the honey?
I love the nightlife.
Is that my chickens?
You have chickens?
Yeah. They have fresh eggs.
Oh, wow. I love eggs.
Is that loud?
We have an egg man.
What the fuck? Honey?
Honey?
Did you just kill a baby?
Mm-hmm. No. That was Hagatha.
How come Andy didn't answer her question about how he acquired these peels? Hello? Oh, that's making me hoard. Oh, let me measure my clit. Oh, it's 3 inches.
That's as big as Andy's hamburger. That's big.
Ooh, keep buying it. I'm going to make it get to 6 inches.
No. Go ahead.
I didn't create myself with it.
Oh, here, this says orgasm.
I haven't got any warts on me.
That isn't the point, mother dog.
You don't know it, Cheryl.
Is that some sounds you recorded at the chocolate factory?
Do you hear my man sexually? If you're controlling, you'll ejaculate for a minute or two. Believe me that that's perfectly normal. If you're controlling, you'll ejaculate for a minute or two.
That's good.
Hello.
What's going on here?
Nothing.
Honey?
Somebody's waiting for Madge to Jill off.
I got rewards on me.
Well, guess what, Papels? PWAs. I have to go because I've got a...
But we didn't get our question answered. This is very important.
What's the question?
Do people really understand what the cup is for?
Let's try Hagatha once more.
Okay.
But God, we're never going to get rid of her. You know this. Hagatha.
It's okay.
No, it isn't, actually.
I'll get her Bristol stool turned and see which kind of poopy she likes the best.
Good question to ask.
Don't forget. You call me away from the telephone. Please leave your name.
Oh, she's getting busy. Notice how it answered on the first ring. That means she's hiding. She's skeezing. She's with the man from the grocery store who works at the broccoli department. There's a man at the works in the broccoli department at the grocery store that does bad things with Hagatha.
Really?
Yes.
Does she poop on broccoli?
No, it's drug related.
Oh, I thought she was clean.
Well, honey, she drinks urine. She ain't clean.
True that. That is a good point. That is a good point. I knew I called Schrock Bella Mortenstein for some reason.
Well, I mean, I guess. Now, honey, if you're sober and you drink someone's tea and they've been drinking and or doing drugs...
And poppers.
Is that a relapse?
I think it's more of a prolapse.
Is it a relapse, though, if you're drinking their tea and you get all that in you? That's a good question, isn't it? Do you think it's in the big look?
I don't know. I would have to say, is it a mind or mood?
Ask at a Weight Watchers meeting, please. It's very important.
Is it a mind or mood altering substance, I suppose, would be the logical question.
Well, I mean, when she's orgasming, it's certainly mind.
Can you believe she orgasmed from pee drinking?
I can't.
How could you finger yourself with someone's urine? But did you hear how she said it was just in his bladder? That's the key right there.
Was it still warm?
It was still warm. He just had urinated. He saw him pee. It was just like the abortions, only with urine. Well, actually, it's fresh.
Did she give herself a bath in it?
She fingered herself. She stuck the fingers in the pee after drinking two mouthfuls.
No, 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 no. She drank about three mouthfuls and jacked off. Sometimes she will finger herself with the urine by dipping her fingers in the urine and sticking them in her anus.
Mm-hmm.
Not this time, though.
Not this time?
No, it's very important that you understand this.
Why is it important?
At least if there's not a bathroom around and she's around, you got a bathroom.
That's true.
Do you think that one turd would paint a cup for her and watch her jack off?
I can tell you something. I was with Hagatha a long time ago before I figured out how disgusting she was. Well,
and
truly.
Tried to eat drugs.
No, I went out to this club called Spin, and she went to, and I asked her to hold my drink. And while she held her drink, she went to the bathroom, and when she came out, she gave me my drink back, and I swear it tasted like pee.
You drank her urine?
No, not intentionally, but I think maybe he peed in it. Now knowing what he did, that he does these weird things, it wouldn't surprise me that he would trick somebody into drinking his urine and then masturbate.
Are you really urine related, really ups.
Your layups. No, they were your layups.
Well, then they're covered in sewers, and you've got sewers in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Open your mouth. Let me see.
I just went to the dentist.
Do you ever inspect people's lips before you lick them? I do.
I don't lick people's lips.
I use my little flashlight. I put this flashlight on my keychain. I shine it down on the lips, and then I, you know, check the sewers and whatnot.
Shrock Bella, are you still a virgin?
Yes, except for the corn husks.
You know, you could marry the King of England.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. You're a maid. You're a maid, a fair maiden. Well, maybe not fair, but you're a maiden. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if she is tan, all she's going to do is lift the field up, and it's not tan in there.
Corn cobs, not corn husks. Corn cobs.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Whatever, Mary.
Still ain't supposed to go in you.
Well, what else am I supposed to use? The cucumbers haven't come out of the ground yet.
Okay.
Honey, I know what you do now.
What about zucchinis?
We didn't plant any of those this year.
Now, whose fault is that?
It's the house back. It's
actually...
house. What?
Why didn't you plant zucchini? Your father didn't want you to stick it up your ass? Did he catch you last year?
Perhaps.
Why did he not think you would do the same thing with cucumbers?
Andy, your father called me yesterday, and he said that he discovered what you've been doing in the bathroom.
What have I been doing in the bathroom?
You have been removing the toilet paper rule from the thingy and using that as your dildo. The toilet paper, the thing that holds the rule.
You've been using a toilet paper?
Not long enough.
It's so springy, though.
Fucking yourself with it.
You know, that reminds me of a good song to end with, the Zichy Toilet Rolls song. Oh, no. I can't find it.
Please hold podcasting for 15 minutes about cooking chicken.
I can't find the Toilet Rolls song from Mr. Zichy.
Honey, did you see the comment I made on Wanda Wisdom's photo the other day?
No. What was it?
She's holding this plate, this big plate of food, and it's got vegetables, it's got chicken, of course, and it's got a sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so heavy that she's flexing her muscle. And I said, honey, that must be a very heavy plate to require you to flex your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a pretty good...
Yeah.
This is the picture.
Yeah.
Red yeast rice lowers cholesterol.
Excuse me?
That's the advertisement on Ustream.
Red yeast.
They copy me so often.
This is loading. This is a pick. Oh, there it is. Yes. Click on that link in the chat room.
I edited another show for Irina Slutsky. If you go to Geek Entertainment Television or something.
Okay.
The taxi cab confessions I've been doing for her. This one's about some guy. It's about some guy in the Lilith Fair, the lesbian Lilith Fair.
Well, that was so interesting. I hope you got paid a lot of money.
Mm, I got paid. Please don't talk about love tonight. I like to boogie. I got the nightlife on the disco hand.
Pump and jump.
Pump and dump. What?
Pump and jump and jump.
I can't find the Zichy song.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Nate's AIDS.
I'll play the songs, the things that end with E song as we end this.
I'm going to buy an LCD TV.
No, that's what Wanda does when she has a tax rebate.
I got to, okay.
What?
Honey. Okay, so we have this mutual friend on Twitter, and they asked a question on Twitter earlier today. They said, why does Amazon recommend DeWalt power tools when I'm shopping for Swiss Navy silicone?
When he's shopping for what?
Lube.
Obviously lesbians buy that brand.
Mm-hmm. I just wondered, since you're a lesbian and all, I thought I would ask.
Well, I just answered you. Now what? Now we play the song and we end.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Shrock Bella and Sheriff, for being on the program. It was terrible.
You're welcome.
Maybe you'll do a program again someday.
Well, I can't find the song I just said I was going to play. What song?
You.
What?
Oh, you were trying to say Yuvarel? Is that what he was trying to do? What?
Throttle.
What was I going to play? Seriously, I forgot. What did I just say?
Which one, though?
Bullet Row.
No, but that one I couldn't find. Right. That's right. She did. She did. Date added, date modified.
Honey, do you know it's going to be my birthday soon?
Oh, no, another fucking birthday.
That's right, and I'm going to be 25.
Again?
What do you mean again?
Last year you were 25, you stupid thing.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Ugh. All right, well, then we'll...
Take one.
Oh, I don't know. I can't find the song I was going to play. I'm so fucking... I mean, I knew it. I put it here, and now I can't fucking find it. I'm a retarded woman with food allergies.
You know, we could have called Miss Winners back then.
Oh, yeah, too late. Too late. Words that end with O. Oh, that's what it was. Words that end with O. Oh. That's what I was fintered playing.
Too late, baby. Yes, it's too late.
No, words that end with E. It is not too late. Oh, that's why it didn't work. That's why it didn't work.
Penis
and vagina, yes. That's right. Penis and vagina. Hold on. Maxipad. 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 Getting ready to close this out with a Zichy singing called Words That End With E.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Superboy must email me some pictures of the
mess. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good.
Sitting around reading Chambers, Robin Dictionary, something dawned on me. A lot of words that start with E and ended with E. I started writing them all down, and they all started meaning something to me. Starting out.